All right. Hi there, it's Rocket in here, and I am your podcaster. So, the last time that I did the podcast was probably 3 days ago, and it was the Apollo 11. And it's been, I think, 3 days now, so 4 days, and I figure I'm gonna go ahead and try it again. And reason why I was not, I didn't do any podcast was because my arms on the right side and my shoulder, I think I injured my shoulder rotator, and it's taking a lot of toll on my energy. And you know, when someone is not feeling good, whatever, pain is pain, then of course they don't have that much energy. And I had the same thing, but I feel way better now. However, I'm going to the chiropractic tomorrow to have an adjustment. Okay. My podcast for today is about the first day of issue on the American Indian. This will be the last 1960s that I am podcasting, and then I'm gonna go and move on to 1970s on the first day of issue. And this one I had read it a few times, and there will be areas where I cannot pronounce the words, so I hope that you will figure it out what I meant. All right, so this one is November 4, 1968, and again it's from the Foxborough Company, Rexford A. Bristol, and this one is sent to Mr. A. M. Smith, Plant Engineer, Uniroyal Inc., Chemical Division, P.O. Box 53217, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70805. Dear Mr. Smith, sorry about that, my shoulder still hurt. It was inevitable that the wilderness splendor of North America would change with the coming of the settler. It was seemingly inevitable, too, that the proud, mostly primitive inhabitants of our wooded hills, rolling plains, lofty tablelands, and craggy masses would in time be forced to relinquish possession. Second paragraph. The forward thrust of civilization since the dawn of time has been ever westward. America was among the last unexplored regions to offer the lure of rich rewards and the challenge of adventure. The third paragraph. The American Indian has been referred to us as noble. Many even became famous, not a few, infamous. But today, it is no longer the accepted things to condemn out of hand the courageous sachem, braves and warriors who fought valiantly, if in a losing cause, in defense of their homes, villages, and people. Next paragraph. Of course, the influence of the American Indian lives on, especially here in New England. Lakes, rivers, streams, and towns frequently bear unpronounceable Indian names. Also, Indian descendants are found in industry. We have some in our own Foxborough family. And the last paragraphs, it said, it may be anachronistic to think of Indians manufacturing sophisticated Foxborough instruments used for transmitting electronic or pneumatic signals to measure temperature, pressure, flow, and level. Their forebears often communicated further distances than this, without complicated gadgetry, using simple smoke signals. But such is the razzle-dazzle of modern science, and to lamely editorialize progress, thus is being served. Cordially, the Foxborough Company, Rexford A. Bristol, Chairman, Board of Directors. Like I said, this is the last of the 1960s letters that he wrote to Uniroyal. Moving forward, I'm going to move to 1970s. Here's my podcast for today, and thank you for listening. Bye.